John Harbaugh out as coach of the Baltimore Ravens after 18 years. So now you have to turn the page. And who's next? And I've heard a lot of Jesse Minter. I've heard a lot of some Chris Shula, Brian Flores. Jason, who makes sense to you?
Well, we got a six-pack coming up of the guys. I just wonder, in terms of profile, if you're talking about resume, experience, what should resonate the most, what will resonate the most. Like, it's fair to say the Baltimore Ravens are a mess right now, a bit of a mess across. They're in uncharted territory. They've underachieved for a while now. Coaching staff's completely wiped out. A lot of roster questions. So they're a mess. So whose mess is it? Who owns this mess? Because we're a show that we're up front. I like to think we're pretty smart. You want to set expectations and you want to assign responsibility so that as things play out, blame and credit are handed out accordingly. So who owns this mess right now? Who do you guys think?
Well, right now the GM owns the mess. Yeah, he put the roster together.
Okay. He said it a couple weeks ago where this is how it works in sports. You fire the coach, you fire the manager. GM's on the hot seat.
So this is you guys saying it, not me. So the GM is going to be responsible for the outcome of this coach.
100%.
So if the coach isn't up for it, if the coach has game management issues, if the coach is out there in the middle of the season saying, well, hey, guys, I haven't done, like, I'm learning on the fly here. There's no textbook for this. We're not going to point at the coach. We're going to point at who?
No, it's Eric.
And Steve.
And Steve. I think Steve's going to have a huge hand in who the next coach is going to be.
Okay. But Steve, in the building right now, who is their highest paid non-player in that building currently employed there?
I would assume Eric makes more than Sashi.
Yeah. And he's head of football ops, and they're about to recast their coaching staff.
Correct.
So the coaching staff is on Eric DaCosta. We don't ever have to relitigate this in the future. We're addressing it now. Right? Okay. So it's Eric's mess, and Eric's got to fix the mess, or Eric has to go. I think they need a total culture reset.
Mm-hmm.
I think they need to be challenged in ways they haven't been challenged before. And I think prior experience with the organization, understanding the Raven way under John and Eric and Ozzy, might not actually be the best thing. But what name have I been bringing up for 3 or 4 weeks now? The only name, really, I've brought up repeatedly on this show.
Jesse Minter.
And I've said, buyer beware.
Yeah.
Caveats attached.
I got to be honest, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the more I think about Jesse Minter, the less I like it, because he's, like, for multiple reasons. Number one, he's been in the building. Number two, he's a Harbaugh tree guy. And if you just fire John Harbaugh, then why do you want to bring in a guy from the same tree? But I
agree with all that.
Yeah.
And look, I love what he's done defensively. I love what a lot of guys in the league have done defensively. But if it's Jesse Minter, and other GMs, big-time coaching agents, everybody thinks it's going, if DaCosta gets his way, the industry thinks. This isn't one or two people.
No.
This is six or seven people over the course of, I've been taking people's temperature for weeks about this. They all, first thing off, is Jesse Minter. Why? Well, that's what DaCosta would want. He's been here before. He was here as a really young coach, first-time head coach. He'll be malleable. He understands all of their analytics, all of the ways that they're driven. His at the NFL level, he was bled in on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's going to be controllable, and you'll be able to help him pick his staff. For all those reasons, I think he might be great anywhere, but we would all agree, John Harbaugh was no longer the right guy for the 2026 Baltimore Ravens. I will contend that Jesse Minter, who I think would be a slam dunk anywhere else for where this franchise is, for the egomaniac running the personnel department, I think he would be set up to fail here because there would not be guardrails. And you would be giving even more power to a general manager who I think, and a lot of people in the industry think, should have been fired with the coach.
Well, let me go along those lines because people are throwing out this name, and it's different because he's more experienced, but it's a lot of the same. People mentioning Anthony Weaver. That's kind of the same.
That would be even odder to me.
Yeah.
I'm with you. But I just wanted to throw
I don't see that at all.
Because if they really wanted to keep Anthony Weaver in the building,
he'd
they
still
could
be
have
here.
Kept Anthony Weaver in the building.
Yeah.
So that would be even odder to me. But so I'm not saying I think Jesse Minter's qualified. Jesse Minter, if I did a six pack of best coaching candidates in general, he'd be one or two. For this place, knowing the personalities involved, knowing that they got into this mess by believing their own BS year after year after year when the industry's saying you're building your team backwards. When I'm saying, what's your offensive line? What's your defensive line? I'm not saying that because I'm saying that because smart people are telling me. I get it. They work over the media. Albert Breer thinks they're the greatest team ever. Peter King thinks Matabike is going to Hall of Fame. Chris Collinsworth has already put Kyle Hamilton and Canton on a broadcast. But maybe the roster's really not that good. Like, maybe they're built in kind of a backwards, ridiculous manner. But, like, you think Jesse Minter's coming in here and telling them the way you're doing it is wrong? Jesse Minter's going to come into the interview already knowing the answers to the test because DaCosta's going to give him the test beforehand.
I'll say this, and I talked to some people last night who took Jesse Minter is universally praised.
He should
like,
be.
Like he, like
I think he'll be great. I don't want him here.
And I'm with you because you just fired John Harbaugh. He's a John and Jim Harbaugh guy. Like it doesn't make sense to me. It just doesn't. Like I think if you just fired John, you want a different voice than the Harbaugh tree, don't you?
Well, let's go down this path. Where did Adolphe Owe get traded?
Chargers.
Now, did we hear a whole lot of smoke about Owe being shopped all over the place? Did you read anywhere?
No.
A single anybody? I read articles, 50 trades that should happen before. Did you see a Loey Gilman's name shopped at, like as one of the 50 guys who people want? And did you see a single rumor? Hey, this team is really hot after Owe. Did you read any of it?
No.
Did you hear it anywhere?
I'll admit, I never heard of a Loey Gilman until the Ravens acquired him.
But that was the trade. That was the trade. Now, do people who run other NFL teams think that Eric DaCosta is insecure and Machiavellian enough to have orchestrated a trade where if it works, he wins? If it doesn't work, it's because Owe played well for the Chargers. Under what coordinator?
That'd be Jesse Minter.
Now, hey, boss, because this is how it works. I'm telling you how the sausage is made. The guy's on the sidelines coaching for his life, and when he's not, when the GM's not on the sidelines, when it's halftime, when they're on the plane, the GM's talking to the owner. So the GM could go to the owner and say, we couldn't get crap out of, I think always great. Our analytics guy thinks always great. You know who thinks always great? Jesse Minter. Jesse Minter and Joe Ortiz who were here, they thought he would be great. He's a 14-sack guy there. These bums couldn't get anything out of him. It's not me, boss. It couldn't be me. Boom. Oh, and by the way, Jesse Minter was in our building before, boss. I think he'd be a great head coach.
It is a theory.
It's not a theory. Who in the media, what draft Nick is and was used to work here, is embedded with here, is talking to them all the time.
When he says it,
we know where it's coming from. Yeah. He's tweeted about this job, the best job available. Everybody thinks it's the best job available. The industry. He's tweeted about one guy being the best guy for this job. I'll give you one chance to guess who he's tweeted about.
Jesse Minter.
We can go to break.
It's Jesse Minter. Coming up next, it's six-pack time, and we said Jesse Minter seems to be the industry.
He ain't going
to
be in my six-pack, and I just told you why. I'm not saying he's not great. He will not be in my six-pack. That will be the imminent demise.
It's the six-pack of the best guys to be the head coach of the Ravens. We'll give you our list next here on The Fan.